We have had some discussions with things that are happening in Topeka while the legislative session is ongoing. KMAN's Brandon Peoples has State Representative Sidney Carlin on the phone.
That's right. Representative Carlin, thank you for joining us here on News Radio KMAN this morning.
Hi. Yes, it is a beautiful morning. Goodness sakes. What is this, spring?
Spring
has come early.
It does kind of feel like that. Yeah, it's been beautiful, and I think we're going to get up to 60 degrees this morning. Just absolutely perfect.
Am I echoing? Am I too loud?
You're coming across just fine, I think.
Okay, good. Then I can talk to you. Well, normally I call in about the State of the State address. I wonder if maybe our viewership was really strong last night, since everybody knew it was going to be virtual, and we're kind of getting used to that. But anyway, I hope that people were listening to our governor. She continues to be steady, steadfast, and pragmatic in her approach to working for Kansas, and I'm always very proud of her. I am hearing an echo on myself.
Here, I will.
It's kind of distracting. I don't know what that is.
I will turn down my monitor here. Maybe that'll help things.
Okay.
Out.
Well, we'll try that. Good idea. Well, she stressed vaccinations last night, and that every Kansan needs to be vaccinated, and that we need to get that done right away. It'll be the biggest boost to our economy that we can possibly do, and it'll help us get kids back into school, into classrooms, and our life to return to normal, which we would all love, especially university students. You know, our enrollment's down. We hope that it's because of COVID, and that when things get better, that picks right back up. I know our young people are going to want to get back into the university education for their own futures, and we certainly need them in Manhattan and throughout the state. We need to be sure they continue their educations to help themselves with their futures. It's such an important step, and it's so sad that it's been so interrupted.
On the vaccine,
so governor is also very concerned about keeping the budget balanced. We do have a strong ending balance for this coming year, projected to be around $600 million. It will be in the out years, if things don't continue to improve, that will could drop into a deficit, and is projected to do so. But we will try to manage that money in such a way that it doesn't. Were you going to ask me a question? I'm sorry. Interrupted.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was just going to ask on the vaccine specifically. I know it seems like the process when we had testing, it was a little slow, and then it kind of got better. And we saw that with PPE and other things. No different here with the vaccines. But it did sound like she offered some hope last night that the next phase of administering those vaccines may begin by the end of this month. Can you talk about that and what's making the distribution such a challenge right now?
Well, I don't know exactly what she would say on that. And if she said something last night, I didn't catch it, because we hear so darn much about vaccination. But I did visit with a pharmacist yesterday from Walgreens that does the vaccinating. And he had actually been in Manhattan at Meadowlark and gave me more information than I have gotten from anywhere on just how it works. You know, the people in the trenches, they know what's going on. They open a vial of vaccine, and if there isn't someone there to take it, then some of it goes to waste, which is very sad. So I was asking him to see if he couldn't get Walgreens and others that are actually giving the medicine. He said, well, sometimes they just have to announce in the store that there's vaccines if anyone in the store wants it. I certainly would like to get a vaccination. It would make me feel a lot more comfortable down here, where we are seeing about 18 people that are elected that will not wear masks in the house, in our committee meetings, et cetera. And I think that's going to create a super spreader event if we don't get that stopped. More of us that can get vaccinated, and our staff We have 5 people out from the revisor's office right now with COVID. So our staff is being exposed, and we need the staff more than we need us, I think, because they hold the keys here to how things have to be done and where the money is and where it isn't. They lead us in the right direction on our projects and highway projects, et cetera, you know. So I just wish our members would all be engaged in mask wearing. We're praying for it, actually praying for it in our prayer. We deserve to take care of each other. But every day when I go in, I think, well, our students and our teachers are doing this, and I can do this too.
Are there any concerns about security at the State House with the legislative session getting underway and all the stuff that's been going on in Washington, D.C.?
Wouldn't that be fun in Topeka?
Oh, not necessarily.
I'm being flippant there, but yes, there are concerns, and I have inquired about that everywhere I go. The KBI, the FBI, the emergency management people, the highway patrol, let's see, a couple other groups, the National Guard have all been meeting and planning on how to manage such an event in Kansas, and we will be ready. I don't look forward to it, and the one thing is that we have an unknown date, although we do know there is a date where there is a permitted rally coming, but the permitted rally we had before was not dangerous. They were there to show support for the president, and they did so respectfully. I wish that could occur again. We all have a right to gather, and we all have a right to protest, and I respect that very much. I hope they'll respect my life and those around me as well if they come into the Capitol again soon.
Very good. We're speaking with Representative Sidney Carlin here in the 66th District from Manhattan. With the governor issuing her State of the State address, I know she talked a lot about some of the things she wants to accomplish, and specifically with Medicaid expansion. I know that's going to be a challenge with the legislature now seemingly more conservative. How does that bode for Governor Kelly on that issue and then other things she wants to get done with her agenda?
Medicaid expansion has been a terrible, terrible issue here in the Capitol. It is so unfortunate that we could have people fight against a program that the federal government is paying for in every state around us. We are the donut hole in the middle without Medicaid expansion. I know that she's working everywhere she can to get that to happen. And honestly, I don't know what we can expect. I believe the Republicans are going to bring up the constitutional amendment on abortion again. If they have the votes to pass that, which I do not support, I will clearly say I do not support on that for many reasons. But and I do always appreciate the public having the right to vote on things. But the way it's written, unless they change the wording, there's no way I could support it. But that should come up right away. It looks like there's a couple things that the Republicans need to get done, the leaders want to do before we possibly even take a break if the virus gets too bad. One of the things is the constitutional amendment on abortion. If that passes, then they have said they would support Medicaid expansion, which is really, really sad to have actually the Catholic Church and the leaders there have supported, some leaders in the Catholic community, which I am a Catholic, have supported the abortion amendment. I'll just say one more thing about that. It would allow legislatures to decide, and it would take it out, the protection would be removed from the Constitution, and each legislature could decide what they want to do about abortion. every 2 years we could have a change. That would be completely ridiculous. People wouldn't know what their rights are. People will die from having abortions that are not legal, and we need to find another way to save babies. But that is the stumbling block we have, and the other thing they want to do is bring back the emergency powers of the governor's legislation, which expires, I believe, the 26th of January. They want to renew that, and they want to put their own spin on limit her powers during emergencies, which, again, I do not support that. Somebody has to be in charge. If she's worked very well with this finance council on mediating the disagreements that they have between the Republican leadership and the governor, she's worked very well with them to both hold her ground and also see their points of view. So I do think because of that, I see a little bit different temperament in the new group of people coming in than I have seen in the past. First few days of a session, we've had some really interesting emotions, and you can just see whether there's going to be bipartisan communication or not. And right now, I'm very hopeful that we will be able to work together.
Well, we'd all be better for it if that is the case. I know a lot of us are praying that will take place here in Kansas. Maybe be a model for the rest of the country. But I know it's politics.
That would be nice. I'd like to see us be in the leadership in the country instead of the middle or the last to do things. We've just been held back by some of the legislators that just feel, you know, just haven't moved forward in their thinking. So I hope that we can kind of turn that around right now.
Sure. All right. Well, Representative
Governor Collins, she wants to say she does want to maintain education funding. That's one of her key goals, and also to get the money up on $37.5 million that we need to get into our IT system for unemployment. And we have been so bogged down with that for the last 10 months. But the system, the money is coming in her budget to take care of that system. It does take time. And every time the federal government changes the benefits, then it throws us back weeks again in resetting everybody's benefits so they can get them out. And while it's wonderful to maybe get another check and increase unemployment benefits, it does throw a wrench in the process for a while. And so hopefully we're getting caught up on that again. So, yeah, okay, and broadband development. There's been $50 million spent on broadband this year for areas that are like Derby and Dodge City and Spring Hill that have been underdeveloped for broadband. And this will be a game changer for growth in those communities as we all are using our internet so constantly. And I have an 8:30 meeting on internet, and I have a 9 on internet. And I'll be, you know, in my apartment for those because that's really the best place for me to be right now. So in my office, if you call my office, the number is 296-7657. You know, I'll be glad to take your calls. I'm not encouraging people to come to the Capitol right now.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, and good luck in this new session, and hopefully things will be peaceful in Topeka.
Thank you for your help. Encourage people to rally in a sportsmanlike manner.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you.